This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. He is no longer president-elect. Joe Biden is now the 46th president of the United States, succeeding Donald Trump, who did not attend the inauguration. At the ceremony, President Biden took the oath of office just minutes before noon local time, administered by Supreme Court Justice John Roberts.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. And will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States. So help you God. Congratulations, Mr. Thank President.
At 78, Biden is the oldest president in U.S. history and only the second Catholic. His vice president, Kamala Harris, is the first woman, first Black, and first South Asian vice president. Joe Biden will sign 15 executive actions after being sworn in, his aide said, undoing policies put in place by outgoing President Donald Trump. To address the crises of the pandemic, the economy, climate change, and racial inequity, Biden will sign the executive orders and memorandums in the Oval Office in the afternoon, the incoming press secretary said. Donald Trump left a letter to his successor, Joe Biden, before leaving the White House, spokesman Judd Deere told AFP minutes after the outgoing president's departure. Mr. Trump, who refused to accept his defeat for more than 2 months, never congratulated Biden on his victory. No word what was in the letter. Barack Obama wrote in his own note to Trump 4 years ago, quote, "We are just temporary occupants in this office," end quote.